If you thought yesterday was bad for the economic outlook of our nation, you haven't heard today's news. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 18th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being with us. A quick programming note. Over the past couple of weeks, we've seen our numbers multiply greatly. As many people seem to have more time on their hands, they are out there seeking business news information, and we're grateful to have this opportunity. In the news today, soaring unemployment claims are coming in. The markets, well, they sank again. U.S. automakers shut down production. Those stories and more, along with a look at what happened and why on Wall Street. And a conversation with Mike McCarthy from the Alliance for Retired Americans. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
And thank you, Hunter Pease. Let's get into the news for Wednesday. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, investors, it seems, are not taking too kindly to what's being proposed as a $1.5 trillion economic stimulus package, with most of that money flowing to American citizens. The dissatisfaction brought about a wild sell-off on Wall Street in what was another very volatile day of trading. The Dow tanked again today, and while President Trump has banked his re-election on the strength of the stock market, well, today wiped out all the gains the markets have had since he became president. I'll have the numbers in just a bit. Layoffs are continuing to mount by the tens of thousands, prompting a surge of applications at unemployment offices nationwide as coronavirus brings more of the U.S. economy to a standstill. Just a week ago, we reported that just several hundred people had been laid off. Those numbers are now skyrocketing. Meanwhile, the Trump administration leaders, industry officials, and economists project dire warnings of millions of jobs vanishing this year. An increasingly grim picture of the U.S. labor market is emerging for the months to come. The deluge into unemployment offices is beginning to strain systems. In Ohio, the Department of Job and Family Services said over 36,000 claims were filed on Monday. That's typically what the department receives each month. Pennsylvania saw more than 50,000 on Monday and more than that on Tuesday, according to a tally from economist Jacob Robbins and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Minnesota officials saw more than 31,000 applications on Monday and Tuesday, according to the Star Tribune. In New Jersey, 15,000 applications arrived on Monday, causing the state's website to crash. According to three sources, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin warned lawmakers that U.S. unemployment rates could spike to almost 20% from its current level of 3.5%. U.S. data from the Labor Department will be released tomorrow. Expect those unemployment numbers to swell greatly. Today, the Detroit automakers of Ford, GM, and Fiat Chrysler agreed with the UAW to close all U.S. assembly plants, and that effort went into effect about noon today. Suspension of the assembly lines are now through the 30th, but that date, according to the union, is fluid, depending on the scope of the virus spread. With shoppers hoarding everything from toilet tissue to ammunition, stuff is getting hard to find, and it looks like Walmart may become the go-to moving forward. With a hefty investment in e-commerce, healthcare, and its 1.5 million-strong workforce, the world's largest retailer is poised to supply large swaths of the nation as governments and other businesses grapple to respond to the unprecedented threat. Rival Amazon.com stands to benefit as well, but Walmart can leverage its store network and clout with suppliers to gain a leg up. Even so, the challenge of stocking the nation amid a run on essential goods will be a stern test even for an operation on Walmart's scale. As online grocery shopping goes mainstream, Walmart will be the main beneficiary. One-third of shoppers surveyed by Gordon Hassett Research Advisors on March 13th said that they bought food online over the past week. And of those, 41% were doing so for the first time. And of those, the clear majority purchased from Walmart rather than Whole Foods. Meanwhile, the nation's largest supermarket chain, Kroger, says there's plenty of food in the pipeline. CEO Rodney McMullen told the White House that people should know they are positioned to handle what may be coming. And why? Well, McMullen urges the public to remember that the grocery store business deals in perishable goods and is set up to consistently ship and refill store shelves. And in the case of Kroger, the company operates 37 of its own factories that produce everything from milk and dairy products to maple syrup and canned goods. All of those factories, by the way, are working overtime and around the clock. So what's the good news? Well, if you happen to have a Kroger store in your area, that is good news. Meanwhile, we're seeing many grocery store chains cut their hours of operation, saying that in doing so, it allows them to better stock shelves and clean the stores. Well, yesterday, the markets rallied. Today, the major indices went the other way. The Dow dropped by 1,338 points, or 6.3%, to close below 20,000 for the first time since February of 2017. It was down by more than 2,300 points earlier in the session. The S&P 500 was down by 5.2% and closed at 2,398. That was nearly 30% below a record set just last month. The NASDAQ, well, that slid by 4.7% to finish the day at 6,989. Virtually no market was safe from the selling wave, with U.S. crude prices having their third worst decline on record. Trading was briefly suspended after a circuit breaker was tripped up. A circuit breaker halts trading across the U.S. stock exchanges for 15 minutes and is meant to ensure orderly market behavior. Today marked the fourth time in a week that a circuit breaker was triggered. Dow Jones reported the Treasury Department is proposing two rounds of direct payments to citizens, which total about $250 billion. Those payments, according to the report, would begin April 6th. Regarding oil prices, some are now saying that gas prices could plummet to under $1 a gallon. And finally, there is this. Just what is essential? Grocery stores, gas stations, pet stores, and pharmacies so far are universally defined as essential and allowed to stay open. Many have seen sales soar as shoppers frantically buy everything from toilet paper to frozen vegetables to peanut butter to medicine. But clothing retailers and department store chains are non-essential and therefore have no choice but to close. Macy's, Nordstrom, Nike, Urban Outfitters, Abercrombie, Finch, and Lululemon have closed their stores across the United States. Now, in the gray area are electronic stores, bookstores, and hotels. The national retail industry is frustrated and is asking for clarification on what is and what is not essential. Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Dollar General have a sense of whether they are essential or not, and that is already guiding their decision to either remain open or to close. But in the case of hotels, it's not quite so clear. Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf on Sunday classified hotels as essential, while Nevada's Governor Steve Sisolak on Tuesday ordered hotels to shut to the public for 30 days. Stay tuned. We'll find out what is and what is not essential. Coming up next, a conversation with Mike McCarthy, who is the state president of the Iowa Alliance for Retired Americans. Who are they? Where did they come from? And what's their issue or issues? We asked, and the answers are just a click away.